brighter. The show's about to begin. Forget your troubles and raise your cups. Here's to this moment, it will never happen again.
This is Offstage and On the Air, performance number 450. I'm Lisa Sheps, and I am flying solo once again today. You are listening to us on KOOP, HD1, HD3, Hornsby. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You guessed it. We are streaming this live at KOOP.org. If it's theater, it's on Offstage and On the Air. Do not go away.
Hurry, hurry, step right up. The show's about to begin. Forget your troubles and raise your cup. Step right up. Feast your eyes on the wonders of this world.
Hey everybody, it's at this point that the music would come under, we'd be playing some song, and then I would introduce what's going to happen on the show today. We're doing things a little bit differently. I'm pre-recording this because all three of us are super duper busy. Don't ask questions, it's just the fact. Anyway, what we're going to do on the show today is sort of a mixture of a little bit of news that I'll give you. We'll also do some full songs. We never do this on Offstage and On the Air, so you're going to get the really good privilege of hearing songs all the way from front to end. That is, of course, if you're listening on the air. Unfortunately, for you podcast listeners, you're not going to get that part. So this will be a short podcast show. So today, as I said, we're going to hear some full music, little news clips, and we will have an interview with Zell Miller III, whose show, Oh Snap, My Alien Children Are Trying to Kill Me, opens at Ground Floor Theater this Thursday. That's tomorrow, and plays just one weekend. So you'll want to stick around and hear that interview. It's really fun. So let's start things off by talking about the Grammys. The Grammys were last Sunday night, and where it's typically popular music and stuff like that. Every year, there is a Grammy Award for Best Musical Theater Album, and of course, that's where we step in and we have to pay attention. This year's nominees were Hello Dolly, Come From Away, and Dear Evan Hansen. Guess who won? You probably already know. It was Dear Evan Hansen. It also won the Tony Award in 2017 for Best Musical, Best Original Score, and Best Book of a Musical. So the Grammy Award had Dear Evan Hansen, and that was from composers Benj Pasek and Justin Paul. Pasek and Paul are really feeling the heat these days, and I mean that in a good way. They're doing so well, and they're well on their way to an EGOT. The interesting thing about this is, so they've won an Oscar for La La Land, they won a Tony for Dear Evan Hansen, and they won a Grammy for Dear Evan Hansen. So now all they have to do is win an Emmy to get an EGOT. And here's a cool thing. If they win the Emmy in the next 6 years, they will be the youngest people to ever receive an EGOT. So that's actually sort of cool. So another songwriter-composer, Robert Lopez, became the youngest EGOT at 38. So let's see what happens. So also in the Grammy world, somebody named, and I keep forgetting who this person is, but Lin-Manuel Miranda won a Grammy for the best song written for visual media for Moana's How Far I'll Go. So let's start out with our Grammy winner from Dear Evan Hansen. This is You Will Be Found. It's one of the songs that is done with the ensemble. So it features Benjamin Platt, Crystalline Lloyd, Will Roland, Laura Dreyfus, and the rest of the cast from Dear Evan Hansen. Let's give this a listen.
Have you ever felt like nobody was there?
Wow. You Will Be Found from Dear Evan Hansen. Yeah, just what a wonderful number that is. So let me just, as I'm listening to that, it makes me go back. I was fortunate enough to see the show and to talk about one of the technical issues around the show is they really use social media. all through the set are screens and social media posts. So this is the story of a young man who befriends someone, sort of post-mortem, if you will. It's a really heartbreaking and heartwarming tale all at the same time. But that was just such a great song, and it features the whole cast. It's got a lot of energy. There clearly is lots of images of social media coming around, and this is just as sort of this is starting to peak for the character of God, I forgot his name, but it's not Evan Hansen. It's the other guy. I'll try to remember it before we go over. But the one thing that you should know is that the character that I'm trying to think of and is Ben Platt. I'm sorry, he does play Evan Hansen. That was stupid of me. He does play Evan Hansen. The other boy who has passed away is Connor Murphy. So Ben Platt plays Evan Hansen, and he was just dynamite. And one of the things that really made me think when I saw it, he took this character, and he had such a specific way about him. And I was very fascinated to see others tackle the role, because there are a lot of different ways that you could tackle this role. So it's going to be interesting to see how his varied replacements do. So let's talk about Ben Platt for a moment. Ben Platt played Evan Hansen from the opening. He also played in the original Washington, D.C. and the off-Broadway production. So he's been with this thing pretty much from the very beginning, if not the very beginning, so I don't really know. But he played the role from the very beginning. His last performance was on November 19th when he was replaced by Noah Galvin, who has been doing a great job, and he's been getting great reviews, and he is going to play this through February 4th. So if you want to see it, you just have a few days to see it. And then he is going to be replaced by, and I can't remember who it is, but I'm sure somebody will write in or say in something in and tell us who he's replaced by. Well, the beauty of being able to pre-record is you can take time and look stuff up. Noah Galvin will be replaced by Taylor Trench, who is just coming off of his role as Barnaby in the current production of Hello, Dolly. So he's doing quite well. And he is going to start on February 6th. Some of the other roles he's done, he played Stifle, Moritz Stifle, in the national tour of Spring Awakening. He was in Little Miss Sunshine in La Jolla Playhouse. As we just mentioned, he was in Hello, Dolly. He also did The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, which is coming here to Austin in just a week or two. So he was also in Matilda the Musical. So that is for Nicole Shiro, who loves Matilda. So that's Dear Evan Hansen, and it is the Tony winner, the Emmy winner, and the Oscar winners for Pasek and Paul. Of course, it won the Tony and the Grammy. Pasek and Paul won for La La Land for the Oscars. So we'll just wait and see for the Emmy. They're going to have to do some work to get that done in the next 6 years. Let's now switch to another Grammy nominee, although not winner, and that's Hello, Dolly, the revival that's currently on stage with previews starring Bernadette Peters. But of course, everybody knows that it was originally, well, originally, it's a revival, for God's sakes. So originally, this revival is Bette Midler. So let's start out by listening to a song, and then we'll talk a little bit about Hello, Dolly when we get back. This is a song, Put on Your Sunday Clothes. It has got Gavin Creel, Taylor Trench, who we talked about, that is going into Dear Evan Hansen in just a few days. It also has somebody named Bette Midler, along with Will Burton. It's one of the more well-known songs from the show, so let's take a moment and listen to Put on Your Sunday Clothes.
Out there, there's a world outside.
God, that's a wonderful number. I just love listening to it, and they just obviously do such a great job. That, again, was from Hello, Dolly. So the interesting thing, Hello, Dolly was originated in 1964. Music lyrics by Jerry Herman. And the book is by Michael Stewart. most people know that this was based on Thornton Wilder's farce, The Matchmaker, but a lot of people don't know the entire history of it, and I just found this rather interesting. It really, the plot of Hello, Dolly! Started in 1835 with an English play called A Day Well Spent by John Oxenford. Then here's what I find interesting. It was adapted into a farce entitled, okay, here we go, Einen Jux will sich machen. Yeah, okay, I know. Make fun of my German. I have no idea. Einen Jux will sich machen. I really don't know how to pronounce German. In English, it goes, he will go on a spree or he'll have himself a good time. And then Thornton Wilder adapted the play into not The Matchmaker that you would think. It was called The Merchant of Yonkers, which was a huge flop. He revised it, retitled it to The Matchmaker. In the role of Dolly was Ruth Gordon, and The Matchmaker became a huge hit. There was a film in 1958, The Year of My Birth, starring Shirley Booth. So that all brought it to turning it into a musical. Interestingly enough, Carol Channing was not the first choice for Dolly Levi. It was Ethel Merman who turned it down, and so did Mary Martin. So I'm not going to go into a lot of details because we've talked about this on the show before, but I find this so interesting and wonderful. Hello, Dolly! Has such a wonderful history about it, from its 1964 opening on Broadway. It's been everywhere. It had a revival in 1978, another revival in 1995, and then there was a West End revival, and then now, of course, there's a Broadway revival. So it did win the Best Revival, and I believe Bette Midler also won for I don't know about that. I'm not sure. So I'm going to look at that and make sure that I give you the right information. It won for Best Revival of a Musical. Yes, she did get the Best Actress in a Leading Role in a Musical. Gavin Creel won for Best Featured Role in a Musical. And Santo Lacuasto won for Best Costume Design of a Musical. They also won a bunch of Drama Desk Awards, and they were nominated for the Cheetah Rivera Awards, and then they did not win the Best Musical Theater Album, because as we've discovered, it was won by Dear Evan Hansen. Let's take a break now and listen to a few announcements, and we will be right back. Don't touch that dial, or a button, or Siri. Just don't touch it. We are back. You're listening to Offstage and On the Air with Lisa Sheps. This is our pre-record, different kind of show, playing full cuts of music and getting a little bit of information in the process. Let's take a moment to listen to my interview with Zell Miller III, recorded live at Ground Floor Theater. His production, Oh Snap, My Alien Children Are Trying to Kill Me, is opening this Thursday at Ground Floor Theater and plays Thursday through Sunday. So here's that interview. I am here. We're recording this remotely. We're at Ground Floor Theater at Airport in Springdale, and I'm sitting here with Zell Miller III. Hey, Zell.
Hey, what's happening?
First of all, what are you doing here at Ground Floor Theater?
I am so pleased to be at Ground Floor Theater. I am doing my show called Oh Snap, My Alien Children Are Trying to Kill Me. It is a trilogy of three pieces that I've written about my kids, and I am so excited to be at this venue.
Let me just tell you something. The name of this thing rocks the party.
Thank you so much.
I've never seen it. I know you've performed it before. So unfortunately, I haven't seen it. But you win just for the title.
Well, thank you so much. And I premiered, I did like a workshop version of it a couple of years ago. And it's changed quite a bit since then. So I'm excited.
I'm guessing just by the title that this is going to deal with your fatherhood and dealing with your children.
Absolutely. Fatherhood, being a black father, an artist father, and raising an 18-year-old son, that's crazy to say out loud, and a 10-year-old daughter. So, absolutely.
Wow, cool. So, and when was the last time you performed it?
Last time I performed it was 2.5 years ago.
So I would think that 2.5 years in kid time is a long time.
Absolutely.
So did you do substantial changes between
them? I did major changes. Also, I've gotten married since then.
Mazel tov,
and thank you so much. And we also adopted a new puppy. So it's going to be crazy. My house is crazy right now.
It's good. Crazy can be good.
Absolutely. It's awesome.
So growing up as a black man now,
yeah.
We hear a lot about growing up and the talk. And I'm sure the talk has been part of your life.
Absolutely.
For all of your life.
Absolutely.
But for many of us, myself yeah. included, it's relatively new to us.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it was like a big, like... Oh my God!
Yeah.
Do you talk about that kind of stuff and how you teach your children to deal in a world that's not always fair?
Most definitely. That's there was a monologue where we talk about that and how you can't fall into the trap of judging law enforcement based off because they're law enforcement. We don't want people judging us based off who we are, so it's a very difficult thing to do. But we also talk about being aware and just being aware of your surroundings and just not taking everything in, but being a way to process it and making your own decisions around it.
So now you're here. I know you're doing all of your spoken word.
Yep.
There's a little multimedia.
Yeah.
And I happen to know you have a band in this.
Oh, absolutely.
So tell me how the band works with this.
So I have these two incredible musicians, Thomas Wheeler and Sir Charles on bass, Thomas on drums, and they...
I'm sorry. I'm going to say, did you say Sir Charles?
Yeah, that's his name.
Royalty. I love that.
So he's on bass. Thomas Wheeler's on drums, and they provide a soundtrack for the spoken word. Okay. I wanted to have a different element for this show. I wanted it to pop and stand out. So I got with these two guys, and it's been amazing.
And it's a jazzy feel behind.
Absolutely.
So, of course, when I hear that, and I think I mentioned to you before, I want to see you in a beret smoking yeah. a cigarette.
No beret.
With sunglasses.
No cigarette. I can rock the sunglasses.
Just think about it.
Right.
Maybe one night. That's cool. And you have a lot of other stuff that you do, right?
Oh,
you are one of the most prolific artists in this town.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I also know you take things on the road. Have you taken this one on the road?
I did take a version of it to the Minneapolis Fringe Festival 2.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say it's changed since then. But I'm also on tour with Tapestry Dance Company right now. And I got a couple of new projects that are going to be coming through Austin. So this might actually be my last year to do things in Austin. Because I just feel like I'm kind of tapping the market out. I've been here doing it so long. And I'm looking to tour more. But I definitely want to stay directing. I definitely want to stay acting. So I'm going to start auditioning for people's companies,
cool.
which I haven't done in a really long time.
Well, good. Well, I know the Ground Floor Theater every now and then auditions.
Hey, man, I'm down for Ground Floor Theater 100%.
Well, we love having you here. So tell folks, who wants to come see this? Is this like all ages? Everybody's going to enjoy it?
There is language, and there's there is language, but I think that anybody who is dealing with youth, adult-wise, counselors, teachers, parents, anybody who's dealing with youth, I think you're going to really enjoy this show.
I'm guessing there's going to be there's humor in it as well.
A lot of humor. I'm hoping. I hope I'm funny. So.
Well, funny looking. No, teasing. So we have humor, we have music,
yeah.
we have spoken word,
yeah.
and as far as other than the Sir Robert and Thomas, it's just you on stage.
Most definitely.
So how is that, just in general, that's many people thinking when you're carrying a show,
mm-hmm.
Not only are you carrying it, but there's nobody else out there, there's no safety net for you.
Right, right.
That takes a lot of bravery.
Absolutely.
How do you feel about that?
I feel great about it. I've been doing one-man shows for almost 10 plus years, and I enjoy stepping out there on my own and taking the audience through the ups and downs emotionally. And so this one especially, there's a lot of really heavy pieces. So we got the spoken word, we got the music, we also got monologues, we got some funny stuff in there, man. So I think people really enjoy it.
Cool. I'm going to take a quick tangential break. We're going to get back to the details of this show.
No doubt.
But I know that you were in Zach's production,
yeah.
of Not All the Way, but the next one.
See.
What's it called?
If you wouldn't ask me,
I'd tell you. I, my mind wants to say Great Expectations,
no.
but it was not. It was The Great Society.
Great Society.
Thank
there you go.
And who did you play?
Oh, I played a multitude of characters. I played a preacher. I played... Oh, my God.
But didn't you play some of this... Who's the guy that runs SNCC?
I did not play Stokely.
Stokely. Oh, no, that was Vincent.
That was
Hooper.
Vincent. Yeah. Yeah. I forget. Oh, my God. I don't know who I played.
But that's amazing. But talk about the difference very quickly in our last few minutes here. The difference between doing your own show as a solo artist and working in it, because that was truly an ensemble piece.
Absolutely.
And working in an ensemble piece under those kinds of constraints.
Yeah. First and foremost, when you have an amazing director like Dave Stokely, anything is possible. And he made it very easy. So that was an enjoyable process. When you're doing your own work, I've worked off and on with directors. Most time I direct myself. But I have an amazing right-hand person by the name of Lindsay Irvey, who is not only my stage manager, she is also my assistant director. And so she kind of helps me when I'm going a little bit too far or didn't give enough. So, but I enjoy being able to take anybody's story and manipulate it and deliver it in a way that audiences can enjoy it. So I just enjoy that whole aspect of it. I love being an actor.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to seeing you a lot more. And just another quick plug, you're going to be working here at Ground Floor Theater again in March.
No doubt.
In White Rabbit, Red Rabbit.
I'm excited. I'm kind of scared, but I'm excited, man. I'm really hyped for it.
Can't say much more about it right now, but we will. So give folks, where can folks get information about Oh Snap?
Yes.
And when does it play?
It starts February 1st and it runs through February 4th. It is at the Ground Floor Theater, 979 Springdale Road, number 122. And I believe the phone number is 512-840-1804. You can call there to make reservations, or you can go to groundfloortheater.org and you can make reservations there.
Okay. I have to say, I work at that theater and I don't know all the stuff that you just said. So that's great. So we're looking so forward to seeing the show.
Absolutely.
And we look forward to a long, long relationship.
I'm so
here
happy.
On the radio and in the theater.
Thank
and we
you
look
so
forward
much.
To seeing you.
And shout out to you, Lisa. Thank you so much for everything you've done.
Rock on.
That was L. Miller III. His play, Oh Snap, My Alien Children Are Trying to Kill Me, is opening this Thursday, playing through Sunday at Ground Floor Theater. For more information, you may visit groundfloortheater.org. Switching gears here, let's talk about what's going to happen in the 2017-2018 Tony Awards. Up until this point, it's pretty clear that, in my opinion, The Band's Visit is going to take Best Musical, although I've been wrong before, at least once. So before we talk about The Band's Visit, and listeners to this show know that I'm sort of in love with the music of this show. And I'm doubly in love with Katrina Link, who stars in it and was also in Indecent. And she's just an incredible performer. I don't know. There's just not enough I can say about her. But let's just take a moment and listen to Omar Sharif from The Band's Visit. Okay. Was that not the most beautiful thing you ever heard? Did I steer you guys wrong about Katrina Link? Am I wrong? I am in love with her as a performer. I'd probably be in love with her as a person. So I am guessing, no, I know that you guys are in love with her too. How can you not after listening to that beautiful song from The Band's Visit? Again, that was called Omar Sharif, and that was Katrina Link. So let's talk about The Band's Visit. The Band's Visit is... many people think it's pretty much of a shoe-in for the Tony for Best Musical in 2017-2018. It already won the 2017 Drama Critics Circle Award for Best Musical. It also won the Lucille Lortel Award for Outstanding New Musical. And then it also won the Outer Critics Circle Award for Outstanding New Off-Broadway Musical. So... it's, you know, it's looking good for The Band's Visit, although who knows. But the thing about The Band's Visit is its simplicity. I have not seen it, but I have seen the movie that is based on, which is called, it's an Israeli film. It's called The Band's Visit, but of course it's Israeli. So in Hebrew, here we go. Are you ready? I'm sure I'm not going to do this right. Bikur HaTizmoret. Bikur HaTizmoret. It's a 2007 Israeli film. It was directed by Aaron Koloran. And it's an interesting story. It was rejected by the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences for the 80th Academy Awards. Why, you ask? Because, and I should say that Israel submitted it for the foreign language film. it was too much English. Yeah, it had too much English. Over 50% of the dialogue is in English, so it was disqualified. They ended up sending a movie called Beaufort instead, and I didn't get to see it. So the movie, which I believe is, I know it's available for streaming. I've seen it, and probably on Netflix or something like that, but you can figure it out. Our audience is smart. The movie was very, very simple. The story of this is about a police orchestra from Egypt, and they were supposed to play in an Arab cultural center in Israel in a town called Petka Tikva.
Lots of fun, lots of art, lots of culture, that's Petka Tikva with a P.
There was a mistake, and they ended up booking a bus ride to Bet Havika.
Not a fun, not a art, not a culture, this is Bet Havika with a B.
Which is a different town, and very, very different. One evidently is very urban and fun, and the other is in the middle of the desert and nothing is there. So they are dropped off in the middle of this desert town, and they immediately figure out that they are in the wrong town, and they go to a diner where they meet a woman who runs the diner. And it basically tells the story of this Egyptian police band that are embraced by this city in Israel. They spend the night there waiting for the bus the next morning. And it just tells this very, very simple story. There are no huge plot twists. There's very little conflict, but it is a sweet, loving and endearing story. But the deal is, when you look at the movie, if you see the movie as I did, and you look at it and you go, somebody looked at it and said, you know what? This is going to make a great stage play. Not only is it going to make a great stage play, it's going to make a great musical. I would not come up with that theory listening or watching this film. But thank God somebody did. And the book is by Itmar Moses, music and lyrics by David Yazbek. It opened off-Broadway, produced by the Atlantic Theater Company in November of 2016. I think I told you it was directed by David Cromer. It stars Tony Shalhoub and Katrina Link, who I also talked about. And it was also starring John Cariani. Anyway, just a beautiful, wonderful movie. A evidently beautiful, wonderful musical, and slated to win unless something happens. So I would encourage you to go out and get that. Listen to the cast recording. Go watch the movie. It's just lovely. So that is The Band's Visit.
We will be right back.
We are back. You're listening to Offstage and On the Air with Lisa Sheps. Nick Mayo and Nicole Shiro are out for the day, and if truth were to be known, I'm out for the day as well. You're listening to us on KOOP HD1 HD3 Hornsby. So let's go back to the Grammys, and let's go right into Come From Away, which is our third musical that was nominated. And I'm going to start just by playing a song from Come From Away. This is called Screechin'. It's got a little bit of Texas in it, so that's why I'm playing it. It features Joel Hatch and the Come From Away Company. Let's give it a listen.
Now there's a solemn old tradition for admission or audition.
What a fun song that was. Well, not really a song. It's much more talky than I would typically do in a music show, but there you go. It's Broadway after all. So that's Come From Away, 2017. It was slated between Come From Away and Dear Evan Hansen. It was kind of a toss-up who was going to win. So it was early on, it was pretty much understood that Dear Evan Hansen would come in. And then when Come From Away opened, everything changed. Everybody said, oh, that's kind of a toss of a coin, because people really loved Come From Away. So it is book, music, and lyrics by Irene Sankoff and David Hine. This musical opened, as I said, in 2017. It talks about the week following the September 11th attacks, when 38 planes were rerouted to Gander, Newfoundland. So it went from a sleepy little town of a handful of residents to 7,000 people that showed up on their shores. They needed to be housed and fed. So it talks about how it all came about, what it was like. And this was all done by David Hine and Irene Sankoff. Boy, I'm terrible with names. They visited Gander on the 10th anniversary of the attacks, and they started taking these people's stories down, and they realized that it could be a theater piece of some sort. So they workshopped it with the Sheridan College of Music Theater Performance Program in 2012. And it was directed by Brian Hill. Actually, the full production was directed by Brian Hill. And it was really liked. And then the Goodspeed Musicals of East Haddam, Connecticut included the show in their program. And I'm getting all of this, by the way, from Wikipedia, so everybody knows, because if it says it in Wikipedia, you know it's true. Anyway, it had this great run at La Jolla Playhouse and Seattle Rep, and then it went to Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C. I happened to be in D.C. at the time, and I tried really hard to get tickets, but it was sold out in D.C. So the word was out that it was going to be really good. And then I think I was in the house at Dear Evan Hansen waiting for the show to begin when I happened to be sitting directly in front of the producers of Come From Away. So I got to talk to them for a while. Anyway, Come From Away was one of the nominees for the Grammys. It did not win, but it did win a slew of awards for its Tony. First of all, in 2017, it won the Helen Hayes Awards for Outstanding Musical and the Outstanding Direction of a Musical, as well as Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Musical for Jen Colella. And as far as the Tonys go, it was nominated for 7 awards, and it received one. It received Best Direction of a Musical, but it was also nominated, of course, for Best Musical, and we know that Dear Evan Hansen won that. Best Book of a Musical, Best Original Score, Best Featured Actress in a Musical, that was Jen Colella. Best Lighting Design in a Musical, and Best Choreography. The choreography, by the way, was by Kelly Devine. Anyway, that's Come From Away, and just a magical show that, again, another one that I haven't seen, but I think it would probably be really good to see. Well, we just have a few more minutes left, and so we'll just do some news snippets, and then we'll go away listening to some music. It's sort of a tease for next week. We'll be listening to a song from School of Rock. So one of the things that I did not know about, and I'm sure that that Nicole knew about it and Nick probably knew about it, but Andrew Lloyd Webber and Patti LuPone have been in a feud. They have not spoken to each other since 1994, as was reported by Michael Riedel in the New York Post. Andrew Lloyd Webber fired Patti LuPone from Sunset Boulevard, and that sort of made a rift between the two, if you will. Anyway, last Thursday night, they got together at the old Hit Factory to rehearse Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, which was to be sung last night Sunday night at the Grammy Awards. I did not see the Grammy Awards. I'm assuming they sung it. Anyway, Lloyd Webber got there first, and then Patti LuPone came in next, and everybody was on edge about how it was going to be. And she said, "Hello, Andrew," and then turned to the room and said, "This is detente, ladies and gentlemen." So evidently, I don't know if that counts as bearing the hatchet, but evidently they have made up to the extent that they can make up. So some other fun things to talk about is that the Go-Go's are heading to Broadway. They're going to open at the Hudson Theater in July. The show is called Head Over Heels. Again, it's specifically July 26th is when it's going to open. And as I mentioned, it's going to feature songs by the Go-Go's. In the cast, Andrew Durand, Taylor Inman Jones, Jeremy Kushner, Bonnie Milligan, Peppermint, love that name, Tom Allen Robbins, Alexander Socha, and Rachel York. Michael Mayer is the director. Previews will begin in June. So that looks like a lot of fun. Also, we should note that today is Hal Prince's birthday. He is 90 years old, kids, and he's still working on new shows. He's working on two shows right now. One is called How to Dance in Ohio, and I don't know what the other one is, but he's working on two shows right now. He's 90 years old. That's something to take, I don't know, take something from. 90 years old, he's still working. We talked last week about the high school production from London, Ontario, Prom Queen the Musical, about a gay student wanting to take his boyfriend to the prom, based on a true story, and the two school districts that typically put in $15,000 each, that's the London District Catholic School Board and the Thames Valley District School Board, pulled their funding, ostensibly because they didn't like the way school boards were portrayed, but really we think it was more about the subject matter than anything else. Anyway, that made a lot of people a little angry. One of the school boards, the Thames Valley School District Board, decided to give their money back. So their money is back in. The show's going to go on. It's going to be beautiful. They also raised a lot of money from a GoFundMe campaign, so they're probably doing better off financially than they were before. But it's a shame that it has to come to this. On a similar note, there is another show called The Prom, a Broadway new musical. The Prom, a new musical comedy. It says Broadway's new musical comedy with issues. It is indeed coming to Broadway in November. It's set to open November 15th. And it tells, again, the true story of a lesbian couple that wanted to go to the prom. So instead of allowing them to go to the prom, the school board in that case just decided to cancel the prom. It stars Beth Level and Brooks Ashman. You know what? I'm not going to even try. Ashmanskas. Oh, my God. Don't know who he is. But I just butchered his name, and he'll never listen to us again. I'm sure he listens to the show. It's got a book by Bob Martin, a book and lyrics by Chad Biglin. Don't know who that is either. And music by Matthew Sklar. Directed and choreographed by Casey Nicola, who just does a lot of stuff, including the Book of Mormon. And one of our friends of our show is Larry Hockman. He did the orchestrations for Book of Mormon, amongst other things, as well as the Scottsboro Boys. And Larry's been on our show, and I have a long connection with him. He is an orchestrator for this show. The other local connection that we have to this show, which I'm just very proud of, is Laura Galt-Snavely. And she is working on promoting it. So there you go. Lots of stuff and lots of luck for that. Okay, we're out of time. We're going to go out with I'm Too Hot From You. It's a bonus track from the School of Rock original soundtrack. We will be talking to School of Rock people here, I believe, next week. So you'll have them on the show. And so remember, I like us on Facebook. We are on Twitter. You can get us on iTunes, and if you want to, just go to offstageonair.com, put your name in, and we'll send that show directly to you. So once again, we will be back next week when we look at what's happening offstage and on the air. Here is School of Rock. See you guys. Bye.
And now, the Olympic powerhouse welcomes to the stage.